Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Future Jack.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. And I don't think I can actually talk about Lost. I'm still... I'm like speechless.
I'm confused. After 3 years, I'm more confused now than I was after the first episode.
Wow, that was just some crazy, crazy rattlesnake of an ending, don't you think?
I have no answers for you. None. Wow. Zero. Zilch. Now you can see why Jorge Garcia said he was driving away going, he's probably wondering if he has a job.
Oh, he has a job. What's going on? I don't know.
Wouldn't you be wondering that?
Well, no, because it's obvious they're gonna go back. You're not gonna not have the storyline.
All right, but they better. Or they're gonna be answering to me.
It was a great episode. That was
the best Twilight Zone I've ever seen in my life.
But it was just so great. I mean, it had so many things in it that we wanted to see. And I'll say right now we'll talk about it later, but the Hurley scene with the bus has got to be one of my favorite scenes in any television show ever. That was just perfect.
We were cheering.
Oh, man. But, okay, we'll get into the last recap.
Let's just get right into it. If you want to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt, the button's right there.
No, wait.
Let's move on.
We're actually premiering the new t-shirt today.
Oh, are we? So then...
The new design. If you want to check it out now on the AAC feed on your iPod, or you can check out jayandjack.com and click the big link, and it'll take you to it. We have a new t-shirt design, and this t-shirt design is really awesome. We hope you like it as much as us, but there's our Dharma iPod logo on there, and there's just all this Lost stuff in there, all these clues, a lot of stuff to try and find. And there's still stuff that I'm still finding now, little hidden clues. There's a Dharma van, there's the Virgin Mary statue, there's all this stuff.
There's stuff from the future.
This shirt is pretty awesome, and hopefully we'll see a lot of these at Comic-Con. I'm going to be wearing mine at Comic-Con, because this t-shirt is really cool. And I would hands down say best Lost t-shirt ever.
Wow.
You said I'm just saying because it's our t-shirt. It's really a cool t-shirt.
I think you're saying it just because it's your t-shirt.
But so check that out now. And if you like a cool Lost shirt, I think this one's a pretty cool one.
Will it help explain Lost and why I'm confused?
No, it won't. I'm sorry.
Then it's not worth it. I'm not buying it.
I don't think there is anything you can buy to help explain tonight's episode. All right. So
can we buy the writers off?
I wish. Please. All right, so you ready to go to the last recap, Jack?
Yeah, let's get to it.
Started. We got a long recap, two-hour recap.
2 hours?
No, it's just probably like 45 minutes. Okay. Here we go. Last recap. Last recap. Last recap. All right, we start out with today's episode, Through the Looking Glass. And this one starts out with what I guess most of us thought was a flashback.
Yeah.
Jack's flashback. He's a bearded Jack on a oceanic airplane. And
so I'm thinking, well, that must be something that he's... Well, that must be a plane that he's used to take, airlines he used to take.
Yeah, and he is drinking a drink. He wants some more to drink, but the...
they cut him off.
Yes, and she says, here, why don't you read a newspaper instead? He looks at the newspaper. He sees something that kind of shocks him.
Yeah.
He rips it up, and then we see him driving in L.A., and I think they actually shot that scene in L.A. in that bridge, because they use that bridge like in every single movie that's in L.A.
It kind of looks like that bridge. L.A. bridge.
That one, you know that bridge I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't think they have one that looks like that in Hawaii, but I don't know.
Maybe they brought it to Hawaii.
But yeah, so he breaks down.
He read the news today, boy.
And he gets out, parks his car to the side. He starts to stand up over the bridge, and I was ready for Clarence to all of a sudden show up and save him. His guardian angel.
Yeah.
Get the joke.
I got it.
All right. And
he says... But he didn't hear a bell, so he had
no,
to jump.
No, he said, forgive me. And as he's about ready to jump and commit suicide, a crash happens, and we cut out of his flashback.
Yeah.
A bunch of explosions and stuff happens, too. We then go to the Lassie's getting ready to go. We see everybody's starting to get ready. There's all the different groups are getting together, and Jack and Saeed start talking about their plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Saeed says to Jack, you know, I'm willing to give up my life for rescue. Do not come back for us.
Yeah, I guess I was wrong. I was telling you earlier, I think Saeed's going to turn out to be a traitor.
Yeah, I was like, whatever.
So I was wrong.
It's lame. We then go to Rosa Bernard, and she reminds Bernard that he is a dentist, not Rambo. I think she should have instilled a little bit of Rambo-ness in him. He wouldn't have been as much of a coward later on in this episode.
Oh, you think he was a coward?
He ran away like a little girl.
I was scared.
I know. I'm just giving him a hard time.
Someone had a...
if he was more Rambo, though, it wouldn't have happened.
Someone needed root canal on the other side of the island. He had to
go there.
It was an emergency.
We then see Danielle looking at the baby Aaron that Claire's... actually, Hurley is holding.
Yeah.
Taking care of his Claire and them are getting ready. And Hurley reassures Claire that Charlie is okay.
Yep.
Poor Charlie. And,
don't ruin it.
We then go to Sun and Jin. And Sun is asking why Jin needs to stay and do this. And then it was a really touching scene. Jin then speaks in English to Sun and says, because we need to go home. That was a really nice, touching scene. And then the Lassies start taking off into the horizon. And with the three gunmen left behind.
But you forgot about the scene where Kate looks at Sawyer.
Yeah.
She's kind of looking at him like, what did I do? Wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of like that. And we cut to commercial break. We then come out of the commercial. We go to what I'm going to call the Great Losty March.
Okay.
You know what? That's like the biggest congregation of marching Losties ever.
And you know what? You can have full credit on that one. There will be no argument later on.
Jack is leading the way, and then Naomi comes up, and then she says she calls him Moses. A nice little joke there. And she shows him how to work the phone in case something happens to her.
Well, didn't she say you can't trust this one?
Well, yeah. It's like, can you trust this person? And then she leaves.
Poor Juliet. No one can trust her.
We then go back to Charlie, who is still in the looking glass hatch or bunker underwater station thing. Charlie and his angels.
Yeah.
And Charlie is being interrogated, and then he starts talking about how Juliet told him it was down here and all this kind of stuff. And the two girls kind of freak out.
Yeah.
And we learn that the two girls are, in fact, part of the others.
Right.
Which they contact Ben and tells him what's up.
A lot of people speculated they were from the helicopter.
Yeah, or not the helicopter, or maybe they were part of the Leftover Dharma Initiative, or you know, some other thing.
All week was all week going to be part of the remaining crew from the helicopter, Naomi's helicopter.
I heard all over the place. We then go to Ben, who's in his tent, and Bonnie, the blonde-haired woman, contacts Ben and tells him that Charlie is there.
Bonnie has some anger issues.
She's a little,
I guess you're underwater for a while.
You get a little tight. Yeah.
Get out and get some sun, you know.
And then you can tell the others that are there besides Ben are upset because Ben lied to them and he says, I lied.
Yeah, I did. I lied. My bad.
He sends Mikhail to the looking glass and Ben finds out that Juliet is against him now.
Yes.
Turned against him.
So we think.
We then go to Ryan and the others who are going to raid the Lassie's camp. And they turn off their walkie-talkies so Ben can't warn them that they know they're coming.
Of course.
And
well, it's actually smart because if you're walking, trying to sneak up on somebody. Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, are you there? Are you there? You know, Saeed would leave his walkie-talkie on.
Oh, come on.
You know that. Come on.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the others go into the Lassie's camp and... And you see him getting to the dynamite that is sitting in there, and they see that there's no pregnant women there. That's when Saeed shoots off his gun, blows up the dynamite, blows up a couple others. Bernard shoots his gun, hits the dynamite, blows up a bunch of others.
What did I say when we first saw the three guys standing there? I go, what? Jin just has a handgun.
Yeah, he has a handgun. And then,
I said he's not gonna be able to hit that with a handgun.
Well, I don't know accuracy between guns. I don't know.
A rifle is more accurate than a handgun.
But, it's obvious they didn't have the guns to supply.
Well, you should have had maybe a second shooter there to shoot, you know, two people.
But they
shooting.
Only had three guns.
Well, get another one.
They don't have another one. They're just going to wish the island to drop them a gun from the heavens.
It dropped a surgeon out of the sky. It's all you have to do is wish.
For a gun.
Yeah.
A bow and arrow? We then go to Jin, who is trying to hit his mark, but he can't hit the dynamite. They then see what's going on. He shoots down a couple others, but then he is taken out. Bernard starts to freak out, so then he starts running the other way. He gets taken out by one of the others. And Saeed, who has a clear shot on Ryan, is disarmed by one of the others as well.
You know, at first, I was worried about?
What?
Not the Losties. I was worried about Tom. I was like, oh, don't kill Tom. I like him now. Don't kill him.
Blown up.
Yeah, I was like, I kept seeing guys blown. I go, oh no. When I first saw the group there, I go, oh, Tom's with him? I don't want Tom to die.
We then go back to the Great Losty March, and they see the two explosions off in the distance, and they think it didn't work because there's supposed to be three explosions. Right.
They can count.
We go to the commercial break. We come back to Jack's flash forward. We're just going to call it Flash.
We have
right now.
You know what? We don't know what it is.
In all honesty, I think we could maybe say that the actual island is the flashback in this episode, and maybe the Jack is.
So the whole time, the first 3 years, all we've been seeing.
No. Just this episode. This is Jack's flashback.
Okay.
Is that.
All right.
But then it would make sense how he would see what Charlie's doing. That doesn't work, but, you know, I guess we'll just call it flash forward.
I think it's one
right
of these
now.
Things I'm going to have to watch like 8 times.
Like more like 50,000 times. I still don't think we'd be able to get it.
You can't count to 50,000.
But we'll say flash forward. Jack is in the hospital. I guess he has been bandaged up from his wounds after becoming a hero, saving the people in that crash.
He doesn't seem like much. He doesn't feel like he's a hero, does he?
No, you can tell.
Because he thinks he
I
knows.
I think scraggly beard's not doing him too well. the funny thing is that's his beard after not shaving for like 10 hours.
Yeah. they just got tired of putting makeup over it.
Then we see Sarah come in, and she's very pregnant.
Yep.
Remember
she was before she left. She said she was pregnant.
No, remember she didn't say she was pregnant. She said didn't she say I thought I was pregnant? I took the test, but it was negative.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I think that's what it was.
Who knows?
She is preggers, and she asks him if he is still drinking. And he says no.
No.
He's lying.
As a gin bottle falls out of his jacket.
And
but I'm popping some pills.
Jack asks for a ride.
And she says no.
He gets denied.
Why? From Sarah. I just thought that was cold.
We don't know the whole situation. We don't know how long he's been back.
Wouldn't be appropriate.
Which I forgot to talk about in the last flash forward. But that phone that he had is one of those, I think, those Motorola Crazers, I think that's what it's called. And that's came out within the last year.
It's
so.
A Crazer, huh?
Yeah, it's one after the Razer, the newest one.
I can't keep up with the phones.
That means it's maybe it's like current time right now, like where we are right now, 2007.
Well, where's he at? I'll go give him a ride.
We then go back to the Great Losty March, and they want to go back. And Jack starts, you know, saying, you know, we're not going to leave anybody behind, stuff like that. And then Rose says, what did she say?
I think she said, you better be right or I'm going to punch you in the face.
No, she said, you better not give me the live together, die alone speech. I'm going to punch you in the face.
That's what it was, yeah.
That was great.
I just put Rose as a fighter. That was my note.
Jack's...
You know, you heard me complain. Everyone was complaining about Rose and Bernard not being on the show. Who has the best one-liners?
Rose has some awesome ones.
Yeah.
Jack then tells them that they need to stick to the plan, and they do. We then go back to Charlie and the girls in the looking glass, and Charlie then kind of is playing with them, kind of discussing the future about what's going to happen. He knows he's going to, whatever's going to happen in the future, and he says he has the flick of the switch, and then he's going to turn it off, and they say, well, you don't know the code. He says, doesn't matter. I'll still do it.
Yeah.
We then go to Ben, and going back and forth between Ben and the Losties camp, Tom contacts Ben. And he says that seven of the others are dead.
Yep.
And there's three left. Saeed and Jin will say nothing. But then Ben says they then kill Jin after he finds out who the three are. And then Bernard then spills the beans. He tells.
Well, he was doing that to save
Jin. Yeah.
I think at that point, well, you know.
It's catch 22. I mean, either way, he's.
Because they're going to shoot him, then they'll go shoot the next guy. And then...
Well, it's kind of like, you know, what's more important, the lives of all the others or the one person? You know, it's one of those big questions. It's
couldn't you have told him somewhere
one.
Else, though?
Huh?
Couldn't you have told him somewhere else on the island?
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking
they're going to the medical hatch.
But, you know, he's freaking out, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know when you're in that situation or not.
He's a dentist. So.
He's not Rambo. he says, he tells Ben that they're going to the radio tower, and he tells him that Carl warned them.
Yeah.
So
and Ben's just not happy.
Yeah.
Should have killed him.
Tom and Ryan then ask, should we kill them? Ben says, not yet.
Not yet.
We then go to commercial break. We come back with the Ben. I'm gonna call him the Ben, and the others. Ben plans.
Yeah, you know what? Just call him Blen.
Blen.
Yeah.
Ben plans to interrupt Jack's march. He's brought out the map to the radio tower, and he starts drawing lines, coloring it in.
In red.
Connect the dots.
Always in red.
And then he sees Alex, and Alex wants to go with And he says, yeah, sure, you can come along. I was like, ooh, man, is it going to kill Alex? That'd be kind of cold.
No, I was already spoiled in this one by USA Today.
I know. Yeah, newspaper. I was spoiled.
Thanks,
too,
guys.
But just trying to.
I'm canceling my subscription.
I pay for it.
I'm canceled. I'll burn it before it gets to the porch.
We then go back to the Great Last Seas March. They're getting water in the river. And we then go see Sawyer and Kate. Sawyer's on his own getting water. And Kate comes up and Kate says to Sawyer, you know, you've been kind of floating since you've come back.
Yeah.
When Locke gave you the walkie-talkie.
Well, I think he's still kind of upset about
What happened.
What happened, yeah.
With him killing the real Sawyer.
Yeah.
And that's when Kate says, you know, Juliet was also testing me for the pregnancy. And then Sawyer says, well, I hope you're not pregnant.
Yeah, it was kind of mean.
Yeah, and Kate also wants to go back and see what's happening, but Sawyer kind of slams her down on that idea.
Yep.
We then go to Desmond, who is sitting in the boat. We go back to him after he's been knocked out since last episode. And he wakes up. He sees a note in his pocket. And all of a sudden, he gets shot at by Mikhail, who's sitting on the other side of the beach.
Isn't Mikhail a professional soldier?
Yeah.
Not a great shot.
Well, that far of a distance, it's kind of... I mean, he was a ways away.
It wasn't that far.
It was a ways away.
It wasn't that far.
Plus, it's old machinery. It's a ways away.
He's hitting the water. He's hitting all over the place.
Plus, remember,
use your good eye. Come on.
He's a field medic. He's a field medic.
Medics know how to use a gun.
Okay. Does Hawkeye know how to use a gun and aim it really well?
No, he was a doctor.
Same difference. He's a field medic. He's a doctor, too.
A medic is different than a doctor.
All
right. All you guys in the service, you tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Shooting somebody from a distance, field medic, he's more worried about saving
people. It wasn't
even
a moving target. It was just sitting there.
Plus, it's been a while since he's been in the Army. Plus, he may have lost his eye. He may have lost his maybe able to sight.
That's why I said,
use
your good eye to shoot. He had no problem shooting Saeed in the shoulder, right?
No, I guess not. But that was pretty close distance. This was pretty far away. Plus, you can't kill Desmond. It'd ruin it. So then Desmond... Desmond dives in to Looking Glass, and he uses the
cable
to go down, and he comes out of the pool, and he sees Charlie.
The pool.
Well, the little pool inside there.
It wasn't a hotel.
It's a definition. he sees Charlie.
I thought you were watching a different show for a second.
Charlie tells him to hide. And
he's singing.
Huh? Well, no. Then the girls come out, and then Charlie tries to cover it up by singing. He sings "You All Everybody," and he sings it the same way that we found in the pilot episode.
You know, and Bonnie doesn't.
You all everybody.
And Bonnie doesn't like that song.
No, I guess not.
She smacks the snot out of it.
Or Charlie got beat up like crazy in this episode. We then go back to Jack's flash forward, and Jack is in the room with, I guess, the woman that he saved from the car wreck.
And do we have a screenshot cap of her yet?
I don't know. I haven't seen.
She's got to be someone we've seen before, right?
I don't know.
All right,
maybe not. At this point in the game, it could be anything. But
maybe
then
it was Jacob.
We see a man by the name of Dr. Hamill, and he says, "You know, hey, you're a hero." Blah blah blah. Jack says he wants to work on the spine surgery, and Dr. Hamill kind of says, thanks."
No.
He has a shaky hands, and we see him taking pills, and
not just one.
He kind of took a little swig there.
Looked like he was eating, you know, nerds.
And then Dr. Hamill kind of kindly sends Jack out.
It was out of respect.
Yeah, and Jack walks out and he sees the mom's family, sees a kid that he saved, and end of the flashback.
Well, didn't he tell Jack to go home, relax, and have a drink?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, there he twists his arm.
Yeah. That's kind of not the right thing to say, but maybe he doesn't know.
At this point, he's acting. You know who he's acting like?
What?
His dad.
What do you mean?
Jack.
Oh, yeah. He's become
like his
father.
Yeah.
We then go back to the Great Last Sea March, and Sawyer then tells Jack that he wants to go back, and Jack will have none of it, but that's when Juliet says, you know, you don't have a gun. How are you going to stop him? And then Juliet says, there is guns. I can go take him to the guns, and we can do this.
And I believe in Juliet.
But Kate wants to go too, but Sawyer doesn't want her to go. He says he can't go.
I don't want you to go.
And as they're leaving, Juliet kisses Jack.
Yeah.
Whoop. I'm sure the Jaders were really ticked off.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What are
Jack and Juliet?
What do you mean?
What's their name?
Juliet. We go to Charlie in the Looking Glass, and he's singing, and... Bonnie is really sick of his singing. She goes to get the spear, And Mikhail shows up at the last second before she opens the door on Desmond, who's hiding. And as Mikhail goes to torture Charlie for answers on how he found it and everything, Charlie tells him that Ben has been jamming the transmissions. And Mikhail is pretty ticked off.
Yes, because that's his field.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's communication, trying to get out the communication. Yeah. And the reason why they haven't been is not so much the hatch imploding.
Right.
It's actually just Ben cutting our communications and everything.
Yeah.
So maybe that ultraviolet light had nothing to do with it then.
At this point, I'm still. What is Ben's big secret? What is the secret that he can't tell anybody?
Well, maybe it's because when those people find the island, you know, it's going to be in danger.
Tell them that.
I agree. I don't know why it has to be so secretive.
It's been a secret from day one, and if they just would have communicated, everyone...
I agree.
There wouldn't be seven dead others laying on the island.
Maybe there's just something there that we don't know yet. Mikhail goes to talk to Ben on the walkie-talkie, and Mikhail doesn't trust Ben, and Ben tells him that he needs him. He's sorry that he lied to him. Jacob needs it. You need to save the island. It's the most danger it's ever been. And Ben then asks Mikhail to kill Charlie, and the girls have been compromising to kill them too.
So right away he's been lied to, Mikhail. Uh-huh. But right away he goes, okay.
Well, I guess whatever this island thing is, it's obvious.
He pulls out that Jacob card.
Well, yeah. So it's obvious.
That's Ben's ace in the hole is always Jacob.
Yep. We then go to Sawyer and Juliet as they're going back to get the guns. But then we find out that Juliet was lying about the guns because that's the only way that Jack would have let him go back.
Now, do you really think that was the reason?
Yeah, I honestly think, because she knows how to do it. But then he says, why are you going back? Then he says, it's for karma. And then Hurley shows up,
yeah,
and he says he wants to come with. And then, this was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Sawyer said, no, you can't come. Look at you. You can't help us. And then I was
you'll just get in the way.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Get us killed?
So then Hurley walks back as they're walking. I was like, that's terrible. Well, really you can't do that to Hurley.
He really didn't walk back, though. He just kind of stood there looking at him. I was like going, man.
That was harsh.
But was Sawyer doing that for Hurley's own good or for his own good?
I think Sawyer was honestly doing it for Hurley's own good, much like Charlie. But as we saw later on, Hurley is a very capable person.
Yeah.
Especially behind the wheel.
Yeah. Don't drive with Hurley's around.
No,
he's got some
road
rage.
Don't walk in front of Hurley. That's
wasn't there a crosswalk there?
Yeah, but I guess he didn't obey the crosswalk.
Oh, well, there's no crossing guards. Do what he wants.
We then go to Ben and Alex planning how they're going to intersect Jack and the march. Ben tells Alex that he is giving her to the Losties. And we find out that the reason why Ben didn't want her with Carl is because he didn't want her to get pregnant, which a lot of us thought. Yeah.
But didn't Alex say to Ben, why don't you just let him go?
Why don't you just
let him leave? She said to him at one point, why don't you just let him leave? And he goes, because I can't.
Uh-huh.
So why can't he let them go?
I don't know. Because if he lets them go, they'll be able to find the island. They don't want anybody to find the island,
I understand
obviously.
That, but it just...
So that's what it is. And maybe this is just the only way he knows
how to
do it.
Well, if there's a secret way to get them on the island, there's got to be a secret way to get them off the island.
Maybe. We then go to Locke, who is still shot in that Dharma ditch. And
how long has he been?
We don't know. I don't know if that's like right after or maybe he woke up a couple days later. I don't know.
I don't think it's a couple days.
But he is alive. And it looks like he's lost the use of his legs.
Yeah, he's not moving around too good.
And then he goes over and he finds a gun that is in the ditch there. And he goes and he's ready to shoot himself in the head. And right as he's ready to shoot himself, Walt appears.
Yeah. I said, 40-year-old Walt.
Locke!
It's obvious this isn't Walt himself. It is probably Jacob.
Yeah, I would guess so.
And his
voice had even changed too.
Tells him that he can't kill himself. He has more work to do.
Right.
And
but didn't it seem odd that they would have a mass grave and they'd throw one of those guys down there with a gun?
I guess they didn't really care at that point. I don't know. Because it would kind of be like one of those things like, well, we need to have a gun. Let's just put it in there. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things we kind of let it go.
Well, it was old and beat up, but I'm just sitting there saying.
Also,
it was loaded, too.
We then go to commercial.
I'm not complaining.
But Walt being there, what do you think about that? That was pretty crazy.
That was, I saw Jorge Garcia on Jimmy Kimmel, and he said we'd be seeing him soon. So I'm assuming since we only had one more episode, it would be, well, tonight.
But yeah, it was cool to see Walt, even though he was a bit older and his voice has dropped a bit.
But you know, if they are off the island, this is one way where they can bring Walt back to the show because he's, I mean,
it's, you know, a couple years ahead.
And they did show it. It was far, but you could tell.
Yeah. We then go to commercial break. We come back to the Great Losty March, and Kate is sitting, taking rocks out of her shoes, and Jack comes up, and he tells her that Sawyer didn't mean it. He didn't mean to be mean to you. He cares about you, and he didn't want you to get hurt.
Right.
And much like when I told you not to come back for me.
Yeah. But you didn't listen.
Yeah, and then Kate says... Jack tells her that he loves her.
And we all went, aww.
And I'm sure the Jay was like,
aww. But then he walked away and kissed Juliet again, didn't he?
No.
And he kissed Rose.
We then go back to Jack's flash forward. And Jack is cruising in his, what was that, like a Ford Bronco, an old Ford Bronco?
I thought it was some kind of Jeep.
It was a Ford. I know it was a Ford. Ford.
And then it's got to be some kind of Bronco. I don't
know. Cruising to some. It sounded like Bush, the grunge band Bush, but I may be wrong.
I noticed he wasn't wearing his seatbelt. And that's when you're popping pills and drinking and driving, you should have your seatbelt on.
Yeah. I honestly don't think he cared that much. But he looked at the paper again, and he then pulls up to a funeral home.
Yes.
And as he goes in, there's nobody in the room except the casket.
Yeah. I hope when I die.
Uh huh.
It would kill me if nobody showed up.
So I'll make sure I don't show up then.
All right, thanks.
And then the caretaker there comes out and he says it was just a viewing, not a funeral, and nobody showed up except for you.
Do you want to look? You want to see?
Yeah, and he says no. I was like, dang it.
Open it up.
He then asks if you're a friend or family, and he says neither.
Neither. So now, who is in that coffin?
Yeah, and he looks at the casket and he takes his last pill. But this is a big question. Who is in the bloody casket?
I've heard already Ben. I've heard Locke. I've heard Michael. I've heard Walt.
All I got to say is I hope it's your crackpot theory. Is that? I hope you give us an answer.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. It's, okay. It's a work in progress. I'm just going to take a wild stab in the dark at it. And people are going to go, well, that's stupid.
The Great Losty March. We go to Jack and Rousseau who are talking. And Rousseau says that she doesn't want to go back. You know, she's been here too long. This is her home. Talking about going off the island. We then go to them walking, and we see Ben and Alex shows up. And Ben tells Jack and the rest of the Lossies, we need to talk. Wow. Cut the commercial break. We then go back to Mikhail, who is in the looking glass, ready to do his mission that Ben told him to do. Mikhail comes out. And he talks to the girls, talking about how they have the password and they're the only ones. And once he finds out that they're not going to tell anybody, that they're, you know, here for the mission because Jacob's here. And if we don't believe him, if we start questioning things, then it's all lost.
Right.
That's when Mikhail then shoots the brown-haired lady. Black-haired lady. I don't know her name yet, but I'm sure it's out there.
It was Gretchen, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's Gretchen. That's right.
He had no trouble shooting Gretchen.
No, and then he then shot Bonnie as well. She went to go grab a weapon.
In the back.
Yeah.
In the back.
And then as he does that, Desmond comes out and he goes, hey, buddy. And with a harpoon or whatever the heck that was, spear gun, he shot him in the stomach.
I thought he shot him more in the chest.
Well, yeah. When I say stomach, I mean chest area. Below the head, above the legs.
So if someone gets hit in the head, hits their stomach.
Below the head, above the legs.
Oh, I shot my toe off. Oh, you got shot in the stomach? Waist. I'm sorry.
But so he shoots him with the harpoon thing. Bonnie is still alive. And as Desmond goes up to pick the gun to maybe finish off Bonnie, Charlie says, we need her. We then go back to...
how he said it?
No, I'm just saying.
It's scary. It's like having Dominic Monaghan in the room here. Woo!
We then go to the last season, Ben.
Do you have a painted fingernail?
And Ben wants 5 minutes with Jack. And... Jack obliges, because Ben says, you just killed seven of my men.
I don't know you quite that well, but okay, 5 minutes less.
We then go to Jack's flash forward. He is in, I guess, the medical closet, and he's stealing Oxycontin?
Oxycontin.
What it's called?
Yeah.
He's stealing them, and as he comes out, he's totally just...
He's out of it.
...drugged up, and he knocks out... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I skipped it ahead. He wants the drugs. He's at the
Oh, yeah,
pharmacy.
You missed the best part.
I'm sorry.
It was the whole plot of the show.
Yeah, I totally skipped it.
Woo!
What?
Because he doesn't like eyeglasses. He not sure
but he can't get the drugs. The lady won't let him have them. The guy there recognized me and said, he's a hero. Give him whatever he wants.
Yeah, because you give heroes whatever you want.
But he tries to use his dad's prescription.
You know, they keep saying he's a hero, but I never see him on Monday night.
uses dad's prescription. I forgot to say earlier, he also said, bring my dad in here.
Yeah.
If he's drunker than me, or if I'm drunker than him, then I am drunk or something
now,
like that.
Now, is his dad alive at this point?
Yeah, it's weird. So this is some kind of like alternate reality or something?
You know, was the doctor, I only saw it once, was Hamill, was it Hamill?
Dr. Hamill, I think,
was he looking at him going, what's he talking about? Or just, you know, hey, we don't want to go here, or is he really alive?
But he tries to use his dad's prescription for the drugs when his won't work.
Right.
And he says, Christian Shepherd, this is Christian Shepherd's signature, not mine.
I'll have to call him.
Yeah, and he says, forget it. And he walks out.
Does that mean he's dead that you can't
I
call him?
I don't know, it's kind of weird. It's another one of the big questions. He stumbles off and glasses rack.
We only have 8 months.
Only 8 months.
Yeah, he slammed those glasses.
Yeah.
If you're a hero, you can do that and walk out.
Jack and Ben. And Ben then tells Jack that Ben says that Naomi is one of the bad guys.
Hmm.
And Jack mockingly says, oh, and that's right, you're one of the good guys.
Yeah.
Ben says
that was a great line.
He needs that satellite phone, or the three gunmen will be killed.
Right,
and you have 1 minute. Jack doesn't give in.
He says if Tom doesn't hear my voice,
yeah, in 1 minute, shoot him.
Yep.
We then hear three shots.
Well, it was an intense scene though for that whole minute.
Oh yeah, it was really intense. And you can tell Jack's debating what he should do.
Yeah. We only had a minute.
But in all honesty, even though Ben, we've kind of found out at the end, maybe he was telling the truth. I'm sorry, Ben's track record, you can't. And in Jack in that situation, I agreed with him there. You had to do
best. I personally couldn't be the leader. I couldn't have three of my friends sitting there.
Yeah.
And have them die.
And that's a tough
decision.
Just because
I
want
to get off the island.
And he had to make that decision for, you know, the rest of the group.
But he's got Rose there, and Rose is going to punch him in the face.
Yeah. Jack beats the crap out of Ben.
Oh, it was nice.
And he gets the walkie-talkie.
Now what
he says,
hold on a second. What happened to Ben's superhuman strength? What happens to the other strength?
What do you mean?
He was a fighter. He's not knocked the snot out of Sawyer.
Well, yeah, but Sawyer's in the cage and he's been beaten and everything.
I don't know.
But he gets on the walkie-talkie, talks to Tom, and he says to Tom that he's going to rescue his friends and then he's going to kill them.
I'm going to come back and kill you.
Woo.
I'm not Tom. I like Tom.
I know. I guess they're not going to play any football anymore.
I guess not.
We then go back to Charlie, Desmond, and Bonnie. And Charlie finds out from Bonnie that the code is actually represented from notes of Good Vibrations. The person that programmed it was a musician.
Was Mike Love, right?
Huh?
Mike Love?
Was
Beach
that
Boys? Place?
Oh. No, it's...
Is it not Mike Love?
No, it's that's one guy, but the main guy is what's I'm not
oh Dennis.
We'll figure it out later. It's not important right now.
That'll be my crackpot theory.
Yeah, I can't remember it. It's Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson.
Go back to the Losties, and Jack brings Ben back. He throws him down, tells him to tie him up, and we then get the interaction between Rousseau and Alex. Rousseau comes up to Alex, and then Ben. Kind of just disheveled says,
yeah,
Alex, this is your mom.
Yeah.
And there's a very nice touching scene.
But they didn't tell us anymore.
No, Alex and Rousseau do get to meet for the first time, and Daniel asks her to help tie Ben up.
Do you know how to tie knots, dear? Let me teach you.
We then go to Kate and Jack, and Jack tells Kate that they're all dead, all the three gunmen are dead, and you can't tell anybody else. And, we then find out later on, right after that, that we go back to Tom, and we find out that they didn't kill the three shooters.
Well, we kind of knew that when we
saw
the previous.
Yeah, because they actually showed that in the promo. So I was like, that promo showed a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
if they wouldn't have shown that, I would have been in tears.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole time I think
it would have been a lot more intense if I didn't see that.
I said, well, I know they're not dead because we saw it in the preview, unless the previews are wrong.
We then go to, we're in the Lossies camp with the others there. And we find Sawyer and Juliet off in the distance looking on. They don't know what to do. And all of a sudden, one of the best scenes in the history of Lost, Hurley flies through with the Dharma van back from Trisha Tanaka is dead. He runs over Ryan, knocks him out, totally throws the two others off guard. And then as Sawyer comes up, he gets a stick, he actually finds, I guess, Ryan's gun.
Well, Sawyer throws him, stay in the van.
Hurley. Yeah, and then he gets Hugo, right? He gets I think he said Hurley.
I think he said
he
Hugo.
Gets Ryan's gun, and then the other I think he shoots at the other one that we don't really know his name, and then Saeed, hands tied behind his back, I think he had his legs tied too, uses his feet and snaps the guy's neck.
I was like, oh,
it was like, oh my god, that's awesome.
I said the island ain't bringing him back. He's dead.
No, and then Tom, who is I guess beaten, then surrenders
right to Juliet.
Yeah, and Sawyer gets the gun, and Sawyer kills Tom in cold blood. Not really cold blood, and he said, why'd you do it? And he said, that's for Taken.
Well, he said
Walt.
That first.
Yeah.
He said, no, that's for taking the...
Kid off the raft.
Kid off the raft, yeah.
And like we saw in last season in the hunting party when he said, it ain't over between you and me, Zeke.
Right.
Sawyer finally...
Because Hurley was upset. He was going to surrender.
Yeah. And
I didn't know if he was going to lie or not.
But that whole thing with Hurley in that car was just awesome.
It was, but
that was perfect.
I think someone on the island finally was saying, look, I don't know if he was lying or not. So
what do you mean?
When Sawyer said about Tom.
I didn't know if he was going to lie or not.
Right.
So I didn't trust him.
Yeah, exactly.
We then
finally.
Yeah. We go to the flash forward. This is when Jack is stealing pills. And Dr. Hamill confronts him as he comes out stumbling, drugged up, and he tells Jack he's drunk, and Jack says to him to bring his father. If he's drunker than me, then we have a problem, or something
right.
like that.
So I'm like,
so once again, his father's being brought back up, and if this is in the future, is his father alive? Is it some alternate reality, or is he just going crazy because he's totally drugged up?
You know, except for the phone, I couldn't figure out if this was when he came back from, was it Thailand?
That's what I was thinking at first. It's just when he came back from
Thailand. I go, what is going
from Singapore, wasn't it?
It was I thought it was Thailand.
Somewhere around, yeah.
Somewhere. He came from somewhere. I thought that's where he was because it looked like he had
Phuket.
Phuket. That's where it was. I had no. I'm confused.
We then go to the Losty March and the beach. And then we hear Hurley on Jack's new other walkie-talkie. He said, hey, others, is that you? That was great.
If it is.
Yeah. I just killed you with a Dharma bus, sucka.
Yeah. And we're having a beer now.
Hurley contacts Jack, and he tells him everyone is fine, and a nice sigh of relief right there.
Right.
We then go to Charlie and Desmond. Desmond and Charlie get ready to get out. They get the oxygen and everything ready. Charlie punches in the code, which is the Good Vibrations melody, which is weird because it's how did he know which numbers correspond to the melody?
He's a rock god.
I was saying it'd be kind of weird to know what the next chord is in the progression based on the numbers. It's right off the bat.
Just because you don't think he can play the guitar doesn't mean he can't play the keyboards.
But it was still a nice little twist right there on how he punched in the code. His musicianship. Yeah,
wasn't it one
play.
Try?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's really good.
Well, he kind of studied it for a second, though, too.
And then all of a sudden, and what did I say right when he shot McHale? Make sure he's dead.
Yeah, I said, you're right. Chop off his head.
Yeah. Even then, he had to chop off his head, put it in a bag, then sink it to the bottom of the ocean, then take his body, burn the body.
Right.
Just to be sure.
And even then, don't turn your back on him. I don't think he's human.
But
he can't be human.
Then as Desmond is getting all the oxygen equipment ready to get out of there, he sees that Mikhail is not there. I then go to Charlie, who is in that room, and he looks out the little hatch window there.
Well, first wasn't he talking? He was talking to Penny.
Oh yeah, that's right. And then Penny,
you just forgot the most important part.
Penny then all of a sudden shows up once he turns off the blocking of the transmission.
Right.
And
because he starts to walk out the door.
Yeah, Penny is there. She's contacted him. And we then find out that she doesn't know any Naomi. There's no ship there waiting.
So Naomi was lying about that.
Or was she? Or maybe just Naomi is just some peon that Penelope wouldn't know anyway. Because remember she said,
yeah,
this woman, this Penelope contracted us. So would she really know who Naomi is?
We're still not sold on she's a liar or not.
Yeah, because...
And you know what? We may never know.
Now we find out later on. But yeah, just no way to know, but... Just it's kind of weird, but Penny is there, and he tries to go get Desmond, but then as he looks over, he sees Mikhail is there with a grenade in his hand.
Yeah.
I guess he has spare grenades in his pocket.
Well, obviously.
And he's alive. Stupid jerk, one-eyed jerk.
Well, you hit in the stomach, chest, leg, arms. You can't die.
And it's then at that point that Charlie, the door is blown up. Charlie closes the door. Desmond tries to get him out. And the great and awesome Charlie that we've loved from season one dies.
Yeah, I was sad.
And drowns.
I was like, open the door, Charlie.
And
but he did put on his hand, though.
Well, yeah, and then he wrote on his hand last minute that
not Penny's
it's
boat.
Not Penny's boat.
Right.
And Desmond sees it. But, oh, man, that was just that was brutal. But it's like, did he really need to die? But then again, it's Charlie is doing this because he knows he has to do this or there's no rescue. And it's truly a last heroic moment for a great character that we all know
but
and love.
But it looks like it turns out she would have been rescued anyway.
Or well, would she?
Yeah, we don't know.
Exactly. We then go back to the Losties with Claire and Naomi. And she then says that, hey, your boyfriend got the phone working because a little green light comes on.
Right.
But Danielle's transmission is still blocking the way to get out. I was like, oh, thank God that's still blocking it. Desmond needs to get on the boat and run as fast as he can to tell him that it is not the boat that they think it is. Right?
But Desmond's not that fast.
No, yeah, he's not that fast.
What? We didn't even see him leave, did we?
No. We then go to commercial break. We come back, and the Losties get to the radio tower. Danielle turns off the transmission, and Naomi, who is inside the little room there, can't make a call in there, so she gets outside. Right as she's ready to make the call.
And you called this.
Yeah. Locke comes up out of nowhere and stabs her in the back.
Wait, through the knife.
Well, through the knife. Total awesome Locke style. And then we finally get the showdown.
Did he think she was a hatch?
A showdown between Jack and Locke.
And here I'm thinking Ralph's going to be right.
Huh? Yeah, I was like, oh, Locke's going to shoot Jack.
I said, don't do it. Don't do it.
Locke tells him, you can't do this. You're not supposed to do this. And you're not meant to do this. And Locke has him at gunpoint. He says he's going to shoot him if he makes a call.
I'll kill you.
Yeah. And but then Locke stands down and he says, you're not meant to do this. Jack makes the call. He contacts somebody. And we don't know who it is. We don't know for sure if this is the rescue or not.
And you lock on our location. They said,
yeah.
Sure,
says,
no problem.
Sure, no problem. And as far as we can tell right here, it cuts off, but that maybe they get the rescue, or I guess not. I don't know. This is the last scene we get on the island.
Right.
We then,
Locke just walks away dejected. Just...
Yeah. And Ben was like, yeah, listen to Locke. And I was just like, yeah. Oh, I wanted
Well, no, he was
I
saying,
mean,
he said, kill him. Kill him.
Well, he told Locke to kill
Jack.
Yeah,
kill him.
Yeah. We then go to Jack's flash forward. He's in a room full of maps. And then he calls somebody on the phone. He tells him to meet at the airport, you know where.
Right.
And then Jack is there at the airport waiting. A car pulls up, and we see that it is Kate.
Right.
And that we realize
and she
that
cleans
this,
up nice.
This whole time, that this is not a Jack flashback. This is, in fact, Jack, I'm going to say present time, because that cell phone that he has is a pretty current cell phone.
We assume it's present time.
I'm going to say present time. Just
and he's been he got gold passes.
Well, yeah, he talks about how he flies everywhere. Every Friday, he flies.
Hoping to crash.
Hoping to crash. He wants to get back to the island. He needs to get back to the island. We need to get back.
Right.
And
why does he need to get back?
Yeah.
If everybody's off, why does he need to get back?
And Kate says, you know, she needs to go back to him. It's like, who's this person she's going back to? Yeah. Who's she going back to?
I don't think it'd be Sawyer. Why would Sawyer care that she's with Jack?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't know he's gone. But Kate still a fugitive? I'd probably go back. I just think she would stay on the island.
Unless they gave her a pardon.
Yeah, free pass. Who knows?
A pardon, maybe.
But to me, I think what we find out here that this is, in fact, present time, and they do get off the island. But that's about all we know. We don't know if this is where the show is going to be from now on. We're going to go maybe flashbacks to the island or whatnot. But this is definitely, it's called the rattlesnake, the snake in the mailbox. This is definitely a game changer. And after this moment, I was just dumbfounded because I didn't know what in the world was going on.
I have to be honest, I'm so confused right now.
But
So hopefully your calls and your emails will help me out because I don't know.
But let's try and just get some kind of final thought here before our Monday show.
I think I was in the coffin.
But... what does this mean for the show? We have 3 seasons left, 16 episodes each. Was that 48 episodes total? We don't know what happened after that call was made and after they locked their location.
What I'm thinking has happened.
Okay.
Just a guess. That Jack, obviously, he's the leader.
Uh-huh.
And the way he's taking drugs and acting and drinking alcohol and the way he's just is, you know, he's flying everywhere and has to get back to that island. Obviously, they only let a few people off the island. And you know how Jack always has to fix everything. So he's a failure right now because he didn't get
he didn't get everybody off.
The call was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, it's obvious the call was the wrong thing
to
do.
And they only probably let a few people off the island, or only a few people were able to escape. We'll probably find that out next year that they were, and the other people are still stuck on the island, and he can't get back. He has no idea where the island's at, because obviously, if they if someone that was actually rescuing him found the island, then there would be no problem to have to find the island.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that, and the funny fact that Oceanic Airlines gave him a gold pass to fly free whenever he wants to.
Right.
And
well, they would probably do that anyway.
And it, and it's also another thing is maybe I don't think it's been public that they're back, because why would all these people just reference him to being the hero of just that car crash? I'd be more, even though he was a hero of that car crash, I'd be more, hey, you're that guy, you know, who survived that plane crash.
Right.
Be more eventful to me anyway.
Well, only Naomi knows all that information.
Well, I guess so. To me, I think they're back, and they're covering up the fact that they were on the plane crash.
Or,
or
maybe they're not back in America. Maybe they're not back in the real world. Maybe they're back in some other...
No, nah, I don't think they're going to go that direction. That they're in a different dimension.
Well, didn't the
something.
It was did Dr. Hamill... What's his name?
Hamill. It's Dr.
Did
Hamill,
he know... he didn't know Jack Shepard at first, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right.
But...
I got to be honest. That has to be it. What he has to get back to the island is he did. There's people still left behind.
Yeah, that or... yeah,
and
or,
who's left behind?
Or maybe when he came back, everything was just different. Maybe it was like a different world because of maybe whatever Desmond did. Maybe everything's changed.
That could be it, too.
Yeah, and there's nothing's the same. So maybe...
Could his dad still be alive then because of that?
Maybe. I don't know. Or
why is Desmond always
causing
problems?
Who was in the coffin? There's just so much stuff to talk about. Luckily, we have 8 months to talk about it, and unfortunately, we have 8 months to wait for the what's coming up next. But
and we decided we've got so many phone calls and emails that we'll probably be able to.
We're probably gonna have a Monday and a Thursday
next week,
even more to talk about
just because.
This. But yeah, just all in all, an amazing episode. I don't know where in the world I am going. Episode.
If Lost does not get an Emmy,
it's just been an amazing season.
It's be a tragedy.
Kudos to the writers. Kudos to the producers. Kudos to the actors. Acting was just perfect this season. And I want just
kudos
like
kudos to me for watching this episode.
The past two season finales, season one and season two, they were shocking. They were like, okay, it's the season finale. It's like, okay, I know where it's going next year.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it had the shocker, it had Walt being taken away. I was like, okay, that's uneasy.
And then
last
year,
it had the whole Penny coming out. I was like, okay, but they're still there.
She's going to try and find the island.
Yeah,
okay,
but
this one,
totally no clue. It could go in a million ways, and we have 8 months to theorize about this.
Do you think these writers really have a plan? Was it 48 more episodes?
48 more episodes.
Do they really have a plan?
I think they do. I
read something on the board today that this was just Damon and Carlton was their joke, and that Lost is really going to be over. It's a joke.
No,
the final episode was tonight.
I don't think they can do that, or there'd be some serious rioting in the streets. But it was just an amazing episode. But like I said, we don't know where it's going to go. We have some ideas. But let's get into what you thought about this episode. Yeah. We got a lot of calls to get to,
right.
And our show's running a bit long because it was a long show to talk about. So let's get some listener feedback, Jack. What do you say?
Do it.
Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time, and we got a lot of calls to get into. So
let's just get to it.
The first set here, Debbie from Ontario, Canada, Dave, Emma from Michigan, John Doe number 2, and Jacob. Here we go.
All right.
Hi, Jay and Jack. It's Debbie calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, a longtime listener. I called a couple of times. I'm calling about the season finale of Lost. So awesome. I just can't get over it. I don't know what to say about Mikhail. He seems to die and come back like 4 or 5 times. He's like a cat. I don't know. It was kind of cool to flash forward with Jack. Whose funeral do you think it was? It was probably either Sawyer or Locke. Just my thought. But awesome episode, and I can't wait to hear your podcast. Take care. Bye.
Hey, Jane, Jack. It's Dave from the Land of Pleasant Living. Put out the mandatory holy crap there. What an episode. Just one quick thing. I'm sure you'll get a million calls about it. The fact that Jack challenges the other doctors to bring his father in and see if he's more drunk than him. Well, you know, if it's the future, Jack's father is supposed to be dead. So I've seen a lot of guys dead drunk, but never seen a drunk guy dead. So cue the rim shot there. It seems to give credence to the whole alternate timeline theory that kind of really took form last week with Charlie and his ability to swim. One quick theory on that, I know it's kind of late considering we just got this next great, amazing episode, but I thought it was interesting that Charlie's brother Liam in that episode talked about, you know, why jump, he's just going to move out of the way, it's just a trick. But his father didn't. He called him and instilled that confidence in him to swim. Is it possible that if Desmond did go back and was at the swim club, he somehow talked to his father? And rather than that's how he changed the course, he made Charlie's dad not be such a jerk to his kid. So, you know, I'm sure you guys love the episode. I can't wait to hear what you think about it. Looking forward to the podcast, and much I look forward to the episode. Take care.
Hi, this is Emma from Michigan. I was just saying that that was the most awesomest episode of Lost ever. It was hilarious. It was funny. It was just awesome. I have to say that I knew all along that that was a flash forward, not a flashback. And I'm thinking that Sawyer faked his own death, and he is married to Kate right now. And I hope Charlie doesn't die next season. And that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Charlie's dead. Locke kills Naomi. Tom's dead. Hurley saves the day. And then we find out Jack and Kate are in the future, and Jack wants to go back after they've gotten off the island. And the boat isn't Penelope's. In the immortal words of Dave Chappelle.
Hey, Jim Jack, sorry that my last call was just interrupted. Oh, and this is Jacob, by the way, which Jack named me. Amazing episode. I know I'm just not going to say much. I'd just like to say I'm happy because I was right, as I'm sure many people were. That the reason Ben wanted to separate Carl and Alex was she was afraid they'd get pregnant. But, you know, Alex doesn't look at all 16, but oh well. Amazing episode, wow. And this, but they killed Charlie. I am so pissed. I'm really pissed. Alright, well, great episode, though. But I'm super pissed. It sucked, but it was great. But it sucked. It was great. I don't know. Bye.
Alright, thank you for those calls.
Was Jacob upset that Charlie died?
I don't know. Oh, I thought you were talking about on the island. Just
try and keep up, Jay. Yeah, okay. I know it's late, but try and keep up. I was upset too. I was like, oh, don't run, Charlie. Open the door.
Yeah, I understand that he did it because he thought that was the only way. I mean, he really was on a mission.
Yeah.
And
well, he was pretty confident.
He
was going to, you know.
Yeah, he knew this was his destiny. But I think it was he didn't really need to do it.
But I don't know.
No, we never know.
I don't know what's going on with Jack's dad. Is he alive? But maybe, like Jay said, maybe Desmond altered the future.
Yeah, to where he is alive now. Maybe Jack became the drunk and his father's. Oh, no, he still said he was a drunk.
Yeah.
Don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
I don't know. We'll have to see in February.
It'll come before you know it. 2 weeks later.
You know, it's funny. All week, I was like going, okay, I'm glad this is over. I need a break. And now it's like, they did it to me. I'm like going, all right, they need to, I don't want to wait till February. Now. Thanks a lot.
Anything else you want to say?
No, they're all great calls.
All right, let's go to the next set here. We got one from John Doe number 4, a John Doe number 5, and a John Doe.
Is that what they're calling themselves?
No, but they didn't say their names. Like, people were just too shocked to say their names. I also got Josh from Beemore and
so
a Josh... I'm from Georgia.
Do these guys need names?
Yes, three names. Ready? John number 4, give it.
Mikhail.
Number 5.
John Locke.
And number 1.
Hurley.
Here we go.
Because Hurley is number 1 today.
Oh my God. Jane Jack, love your podcast. Love the show. Couple things. First of all, the flash forward with Jack in the future. Where's all the gray in his beard? With the trim of his beard, it's all gray. Longer, it's all black. Secondly, Charlie, the window blowing up, the water wouldn't fill past the window. Too much air pressure inside. He could have floated in there for a while. So the room filled with water, don't believe it. But great finale. Love your show. Bye.
Jay, no, wait a minute, Jack. Jack, you will know the answer to this. Jay will not.
Who's in the casket?
Who's in the casket, Jack?
Who's in the casket?
Who's in the casket, Jack? You know the answer. All of us here know that you know the answer. Tell us who's in the casket. It's Back to the Future, baby. LASIK represent. Woo!
Holy, 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 gosh, that was, oh, yeah, I'm speechless, I'm, wow. Hey, Jane Jack, this is Josh from Baltimore. That was incredible. It's beautiful, I love every second of it. Walt comes back and Locke's alive, and there may be hope of rescue. But, gosh, they have to leave it at that blank. I mean, they're off the island? What's going on? I don't understand. Oh, well, help me figure things out. This is too awesome, too confusing. I love it. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make the wait. Anyways, guys, see you later. I need you guys to make it through the summer. Good luck. Goodbye.
Hey, Jan Jack, this is Josh from Georgia. Wow, that was really great. Season finale episode had a huge twist there at the end. I didn't see that coming at all. I don't think a lot of people did, but it was a great episode, and I just had a quick comment about who it was that died that Jack was talking to Kate about. I noticed at first I thought maybe it's Sawyer, but if you go back at the funeral home, the guy asked Jack if he was a friend or a family member, and Jack says neither. So I assume it's either John Locke or even Ben, maybe. But I just want to see what you guys thought about that, and that's all I got to say, but you guys do a great job on the show, and, oh, man, it's going to be awful with Lost being off so long, but hopefully you guys still be around. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls. And, yes, we will be here for you guys during this break.
Not me.
Because Jack and I need you guys just as much as hopefully you need us.
Well, we're going to need to find out who was – I think that's going to be the question all summer. Who is in that – and we may not even find out next season.
Maybe another how did Locke get in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
He was in the bloody casket.
I have 8 names written down, and I still haven't decided yet.
Weird crackpot theory?
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it.
All right.
No pressure on me.
Think about those calls.
Holy, holy. I like the I couldn't agree more with the first one. That was the best call we've had all year. There's your crackpot theory. That's who's in the casket.
All right, for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right. We got one from Martin, the last part of the Lost Boys. Martin the Lost Boy, Meg from Boston, Matt in Chicago, Michael from Connecticut, and Montavious Nick. Oh. Here we go.
Hey, Jack and Jay, it's Martin the Lost Boy, just calling about the season finale. Wow, that was an awesome episode. With Walt and everything. I just think that, I don't know, maybe they could have done a bit more. But I agree with, I forget who called, somebody... in last Monday's episode, saying that they thought that Desmond had lost his future seeing abilities when he got hit in the head by Charlie with the paddle. I'm just saying I agree with that. Great theory, whoever came up with it. And Hurley was awesome with the van. I love that. The Dharma van had a purpose. And, hey, Jack, keep up those theories. You'll get the tally points eventually. Later, guys.
Okay, so this is Meg from Boston. Charlie dies. Walk loses his legs. He finds his legs. Suddenly, Walt's out of nowhere. I'm sitting here at the end of the show. All this stuff goes on. And you know what my friend's reaction is? I can't believe Kate is driving a sedan. I didn't know what to do, so I had to call you. Thanks a lot. Great show. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Matt in Chicago. I love the podcast, and I really enjoyed this last episode of the season. I'm pretty bummed out. We're going to wait till February for another episode. I just wanted to give you a thought that I was having. Now, it looks like this is a flash forward for Jack, but what if it's in actuality a flashback? He mentioned his father a number of times, and so what if they keep repeating this scene over and over again, and then when they get to the island, they don't know that they've been there before, some sort of time warp a la The Matrix. You got the ring lady who could be the Oracle. Anyways, something I was thinking about. Love the show. Keep it up. Thanks.
Hey, Jane Jack, this is Michael from Connecticut. Let me just say that snake in the mailbox was awesome. As soon as I saw Kate, I knew it was a flash forward. But there is just one thing that I noticed. In the previous flash forward, when Jack is talking to that doctor, he said, "Go ask my father and see if he's drunker than I am," or something along those lines. I thought his father was dead. All right.
Hey guys, it's Montavious Nick. Just got done watching Through the Looking Glass, and I'm sweating over here. This is crazy. So you guys called it a flash forward? Seriously? And whose funeral was that? I don't know. I cannot figure that out. Looks like Desmond lost his flashback ability, or whatever his abilities were, and it looks like Ben for once was telling the truth. Maybe. I don't know. But now we've got 9 months, 8 months, whatever, before we get this back. I'm not going to be able to stand this. There are so many questions that the rattlesnake brought up. Good Lord, what a game changer. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Later.
All right, thank you for those calls.
You know, I stand corrected. We won't be talking about who was in the casket. We'll be talking about why was Kate driving a sedan? Why? She's more
That's
of a
pretty funny.
She's more of a convertible type, like a Corvette convertible. Don't you think?
I see more as like a Land Rover kind of person, like a big rugged SUV type vehicle.
Maybe on the island, but off the island, she's a little softer.
I don't know. But thank you for those calls, man.
I'm like Montavious Nick. Eight, nine months. Come on.
Well, this will give us enough time to pick this apart as many ways as possible, and then once the season comes out, we go, oh, wow, it's nothing what we thought it would be.
And it does seem, because Charlie asked him, what did you see, or have you seen something? And he goes,
he said, no.
No, I can't see anything.
But, you know, maybe just not at that moment.
Been smacked in the head too many times.
We don't know if he's really lost it or not. Maybe just at that moment he couldn't see flash forward or anything. So we don't really know what's going on
and
with that.
And was it a flashback or flash forward? Has Kate, because it's always been rumors that Kate has been on that island before, right? Haven't you heard that theory that she's been on that island before?
No, do
they keep going back to the island? What's going on?
I don't know. I really think
they still on the island and Jack was just drunk?
No. I really do. It is it's not a flashback. I think it is present time. He is in present time.
So maybe the present time was just not real.
What do you mean?
That whole flash forward was just...
No, I don't think it's not real. I think that is real. It was there.
I'm just hoping.
It is happened.
I'm just hoping.
Yeah, that was real. That's not.
I was just joking. Don't send me nasty emails. I was just joking about that because.
All right.
I don't know.
What do you say we get into the last set of calls here?
Do it.
All right. We got one from Ohio, Patty. Owen from Michigan. Scott from Texas. Sorry, Charlie. And Sue from New Hampshire. Here we go.
Hey, Jan Jack. It's Ohio, Patty. And it's finally over. I kept looking at the clock thinking, okay, they're going to end it back now. No, this will be the ending. No, this will be the cliffhanger. Oh, God. Show kills me. But I do have a message for all the Lost fans who have pissed and moaned about Charlie's character for the past 3 years. Bugger all of you. He was a good character, he had a good journey, and he died a hero. So I can't say anything more without really swearing. So I'm not happy at all that he is dead. Loved his character, and I really want to see him and Clara get together and live happily ever after, but it never happens like that on Lost. But just wanted to say, he has been redeemed, and I wish Dom all the luck in the world with his career. Hope he does a lot more interesting things. I love Charlie. But he was a great character. And that's the ending. I love it. It was just awesome. Were we looking at a flash forward, or has the entire show been a flashback of Jack and his drunken stupor? Do they finally get off the island and this is crazy stuff that that happened to them? I loved it. That was so totally not expected for me. I've been totally spoiler-free for the past three episodes, and man, every 5 minutes I'm like, didn't see that coming. I loved Hurley's crashing through with the VW. That was awesome. Great. I mean, there's just a lot of great moments. But anyways, Charlie, RIP, I'm going to miss you. And talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Boy, that was an awesome two-hour episode there. This is Owen from Michigan. And I couldn't help but call him. I called a couple times there during the show there. And it was just great. You know, I thought Jack looked older when we first saw him flying there with that beard. That's got to be like a future Flash. And sure enough, it was when you get to see there at the end there. You know, I figured that must have been Sawyer that had died. But it was a great episode. It answered some stuff. It left more questions. You know, who is Penny really involved with here? And who are those other people for sure on that boat? It's just... February's too long to wait. Take care, guys. Have a great summer.
Hey, Dan Jack. This is Scott from Texas. I just finished watching the season finale, and I don't even know what to say. It's blah. I don't even know what to say. It's so crazy, but I just want to give you this little tidbit of information. You probably already caught on to it, but in the beginning, when Jack's on the plane, the pilot's voice is Damon Lindelof. So if you knew that, cool. If not, maybe you'll play it. And enjoy your podcast, and thanks a lot.
Hello, Jay. Hello, Jack. This is Sorry Charlie from Georgia. And man, that was an awesome episode. That was like one of the best ever. It had so many twists and turns. And now we've got, I guess you can't call them flashbacks anymore. We've got some flash forwards, unless that's going to be the only one. But gosh, there's just too much to talk about one phone call. So the main thing that I want to talk about is who really sent Naomi, and I believe it's probably Penny's father, because he's got all that money, and I don't know, maybe he's either trying to do something good for his daughter because he realizes that Penny loves Desmond, and it really makes her happy to have Desmond around, or he knows all about this island, and for some reason he just wants to destroy it and erase any evidence of it from the rest of the world, because maybe he is behind Dharma. That would be kind of a big twist at the end, I think. But so now we know they're really going to get rescued, it seems, from I was going to say Jay and Jack's flashback, but Jack and Kate's flash forward. So that's good to know, but it's going to be so weird to see these things that are going to happen in the future after they get off the island, I guess. That's just assuming. But anyway, that was an awesome episode. It was really sad to see Charlie die, and I even got a little teary-eyed. Man, he was so cool. So I don't know. Am I going to have to change my name on the message boards now? Sorry, Charlie. Too soon. Anyway, I love your show, you guys. I listen to you twice a week, all the time. And I can't wait to hear the Ramblecast during the summer and all your lofty goodness. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Sue from Dover, New Hampshire. I am a longtime listener, first-time caller, and I just saw that season finale, and I am in shock. I've been telling my friend that I felt like they were going to end the show this season just because I thought that they were actually giving away too much information. I'm probably the only one who thought that. But we just watched the last episode, and all I can think is it over? Because either it's over or that was a flashback from the future. Anyway, that was insane. I love you guys. I look forward to hearing the next podcast. Take care. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
You know, they did give a lot of answers this season, but they also
I think, yeah, they've left a lot of
doors open there or whatever.
I'll just go on the record and saying right now is I really hope it's not like them off the island now trying to get back. That's the new storyline. I really hope it's more they just kind of show that as a glimpse of the future and we're still going to go back to the island story.
Or maybe that, or you're like you're
saying. Or, yeah, or maybe hit, they're going to be on that and the flashbacks will be the island story because I really truly love the island. I'm like Locke. I love the island. I want to be on the island.
But you can leave.
The island story. That's what I really like. And
because
the people
on
the island.
Because I say if they were rescued, how come they can't find the island? You know, if someone rescued you, could you not find the island?
Yeah. And that and...
Or maybe it's just Jack, the reason he's on this downside of his life, he's just going downhill, is because the people on the island died.
Mm-hmm.
That he wasn't able to save them and get them off the island.
Where they're still there to this day.
Yeah, maybe,
and also
maybe this wasn't a rescue after all. This is like the future, and then we'll see when season four starts up. Ben was telling the truth, which would be a shock. That you know you don't want these people coming there.
Yeah,
here to hurt the island.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who still goes back to who was doing the food drops.
Actually, you know the not just the food drops, but going to what I think Carlton Cuse said about the Adam and Eve. By the time the show is over. They'll know that so they've known what they want to do from the beginning when we go to that Adam and Eve. Maybe Sawyer and Jack get back, but they go to a different time and they land there, but they die together as Adam and Eve.
Sawyer and Jack.
Did I say Sawyer and Jack? I meant
yeah.
It's Jack and Kate. That's what
yeah.
I have to say.
That would make more sense than Sawyer and Jack, but I could go either way. only thing I guess sad about Charlie dying, he didn't die with his guitar.
Well, his guitar got killed back when it didn't stab him in the neck.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Well, you know.
But weren't you happy about Charlie? Because you're thinking, now you can get on the show.
No.
And you can be the love interest for
no,
Claire, right?
I wouldn't mind, but I don't think people would hate me.
Why, Claire? Come on. People hate you now anyway. So what's the big deal?
What's to lose?
And do I get a tally?
For what?
Didn't I say that Charles Widmore was, Naomi was looking for
we
Charles
don't
Widmore?
For sure. We don't have any confirmation.
Didn't Sorry Charlie confirm it?
No.
Doesn't he write for the
show?
It's
a nice theory, but no.
All right. And I didn't know that was Damon Lindelof's voice.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I had to go back and listen to that.
At first, because I think I was kind of going, what's he doing on Ocean? What is going on? Why would you fly that airline again?
We didn't know it was a flash forward at that point.
No, I'm thinking, we started bouncing around. Right. I'm thinking, that plane, just not a safe flight.
All right. So thank you for all of those calls. We're going to have, we already had like 100. Like in a span of 10 minutes.
Yeah. So what we are going to do,
we're going to
do our normal Monday.
And we're doing
our
Thursday.
And then a Monday. And we'll just keep going until it gets to part where it gets stale.
Well, we'll spread them out. Because remember, we have 8 months to spread this stuff out. We got to spread the love.
8 months?
We have 8 months. But
I thought you were kidding.
but
not a joke?
For those who, maybe who don't know or not, we've said before, but we will be here during the hiatus doing Lost podcasts to really talk about. We have a lot to talk about still.
Are we going to still do a Danielle? Is she a liar or not?
Oh, yeah. We have 8 months.
They didn't answer that question today.
They kind of did.
I don't think. Oh, come on.
I know they didn't. They didn't do it specifically.
I'm still not
they
sold
didn't.
On Juliet. She seemed to be crying when Tom got shot.
She's still friends. All right. So, Jack, are you ready to do a quick season 3 contest update? And then we'll go to your crackpot theory of the week.
All right. You want to do the okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Let me do a quick jazz song in here. Lost season 3
movie
contest.
All right, I'm gonna go real quick here because we got a lot of time.
All right, so it's okay. The last question.
I got like 21 questions.
All right,
here.
Let's go.
Okay. Number 3. Does Livy have a twin? We just ruled that
was not answered by the end of the season.
So no points.
No points either way.
Number 5. Will Danielle have a flashback? The answer was no. That's worth 23 points.
All right.
Number 12. Will Charlie go back on heroin? Guess not. And that was worth 108 points. I didn't have a lot of faith in old Charlie there. Number 14. Will they find the rest of the four-toed statue? The answer is no. We're 23 points. Okay, number 15. Who will try to use Desmond's boat to get off the island? If you put nobody, that'll be worth 108 points.
All right.
Because since Saeed cost them the boat. Still bitter towards Saeed. I don't know.
All right, okay.
Will anyone on the island try and take Aaron away from Claire? The answer is no.
Nope.
23 points. Will Jen find number 19? Will Jen find out that Charlie was the one who tried to take Sun? The answer was no.
Nope.
Sun found out, but Charlie
Jen did not.
Jen did not. That's worth 42 points. Will Hurley see his friend Dave in season 3? The answer is no, worth 8 points.
All I gotta say is if Dave comes back again, watch out. Make it hit by a car.
That would be cool.
That'd be a nice way for Hurley to conquer his... Yeah.
Take that, Dave. Dave's right. Not here. Okay, number 21. Will Danielle have any contact with Alex this season? And according to USA Today, she will. So that was worth 23 points. I'm still bitter about it. I was trying to stay...
I know. I feel bad because I told myself I got to take this out so you don't read this morning.
And I'm sitting down this... And I had people sending me PMs and some people... And if I ignored your IMs and stuff like that, it wasn't... I just didn't want to get spoiled. So I was only...
Yeah, same here. I put a big thing on my AIM. I said, do not spoil me. I do not want to know.
I answered PMs only from people I knew, recognize their names,
yeah.
And I'll get back to the other ones later on.
All right.
Some of the emails and either way. Who will win the tally? This number 22, who won the tally war of season 3? And we ruled
it was a tie.
6-6 because Jay wouldn't give me the Charles Widmore one. But hey, nice comeback.
It wasn't confirmed at all, not even close.
Hey, sorry, Charlie said it was confirmed.
It's not confirmed.
Either way, nice comeback by me because I at one point was down.
Yeah, you're down. Like
This one really disappointed me.
Okay.
Number 25. Will Gabrielle, the hot French Italian speaking woman, appear in season 3? And thanks, writers. The answer was no. I kept hoping we'd see her tonight, but the answer is no. You weren't hoping that?
I got Claire Bear. That's all I need.
So now it's Claire. You're kind of looking at.
I said Kayla's pretty hot, but I'm just saying Claire is my girl.
Did you see her on?
I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Let's go. Come on.
You see her on Regis.
We don't have the time. Let's go.
All right. Will Michael and Walt come back to the island in season 3? The answer is no, because we only got half a Walt. Well, actually, it's almost.
It wasn't really Walt. It was really Jacob. Or the island.
It was Walt and a half.
Walt.
Walt and a half.
So the answer on that one is no.
All right.
Cindy's alive, yes. Okay, maybe Cindy's in the casket.
All right, come on.
Okay. Will Locke tell anyone Sawyer's real name? And the answer is no. He didn't.
No, he didn't?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, this has 15 points. Will Sawyer tell Jack his real name? I think I was kind of reaching for questions here, but the answer was no.
Even though Kate said his name in
Kate
front of
him,
but he didn't
but
say
it wasn't
it.
Sawyer.
Yeah.
Number 31, will Saeed torture anyone in season 3? The answer was no. He didn't torture anyone.
No, he didn't.
42 points. Will
was this a season of loss if Saeed didn't torture somebody?
Yeah. I thought that was a given because yes was only worth 15 points. No.
All right.
Will Rose tell Bernard she works for Dharma?
Nope.
And, you know, I think they were off maybe when they weren't on the first 20 episodes. But
it's what's seen on season 3 is what counts.
The answer was no, 4 points.
All right.
If you guess yes. Well, anyway, will Claire and Charlie get married? No, season 4, will Jay and Claire get married? That's
yes.
That was worth... That was worth 42 points if you said no. Number 37, will we find out that Helen ran away with Anthony Cooper? I guess that answer is no. Worth 23 points. Will Saeed find love again on the island? The answer is
no. For this season.
Yep, 23 points. Will Sun and Jin get into a fight and separate for any amount of time?
Nope.
No, they were pretty close all year. 23 mm-hmm. points. Whose flashback will Libby appear in?
Nobody.
Oh, she didn't have flashbacks, so there's... If you say, I don't know if anyone put this. No, she won't be in a flashback.
It'd be no, she won't be in a flashback.
Yeah, you'll get 108 points.
Right.
Will we find out Bernard is really not a dentist? Well, we guess we found out tonight he is.
He's a dentist. So, he's not Rambo.
Yeah.
All right.
He's worth. If you said no. Yeah, it's 8 points. Sorry, I'm confused here. Number 43. Will we find out that Ethan? Who helped Ethan? If Ethan had helped dragging Claire
Read
and Charlie
your bloody
out
question.
The...
Good God.
Will we find out that Ethan had helped dragging Claire and Charlie through the jungle? The answer was no.
Yeah, no.
We didn't find out.
Nope.
For number 45. Will Locke punch Charlie again? Well.
Nope.
No, I guess not.
But he'll stab somebody in the back.
Many times over. At any time this season, will we... This is number 46. Anytime this season, will we see Christian Shepherd having adult beverage? The answer was no. 108
points.
No,
yeah, that's right. He was at an AA meeting, but no, yeah.
I was pretty sure we'd see it, and there's no. We saw Jack Shepherd having one, but
yeah.
And I think that's it.
That's it.
And so I'm going to try and have this all done by Monday's show.
Okay.
I might mess some emails, not work on the emails right away because I'm going to be working on this. And I was thinking today when I was reading this, I go, how am I going to come up with 50 questions next year when I have no idea what's going on?
We have 8 months to figure that out.
I may need some help.
All right, so that is the wrap-up of the Season 3 Questions Contest, and hope you guys enjoyed that, and then we'll have the final tallies of all the votes on Monday, and we'll also tell the prizes that day as well.
Yeah, a new car.
Yeah, I wish. I'd just take it. So you ready for
maybe
your crack?
Maybe it's a Kate sedan.
You ready for your crackpot theory of the week?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It feels like the last day of school, writing out all those questions and stuff like that. It's like, man,
well,
it is the last.
Well, you know, I told you the other day, I'm reading some of these questions. I go, man, some of these got kind of weak there towards the end.
All right.
Do we need 50?
Here's the drum roll for Jack's Crackpot Theory of the Week. The season finale of Jack's Crackpot Theory of the Week until next season.
I think since we've been rescued, I shouldn't have to do crackpot theories anymore.
Sorry. Here we go.
All right. One simple request.
Yes.
Season 4.
Have that pre-recorded.
It just makes life so much simpler. All right. You just enjoy doing it?
Yeah, I do. It's fun.
Or just do a...
It's one thing I've done since the first episode. It's kind of like a tradition. I feel like it's not a podcast.
Do a Beach Boys song on there. That'd be cool.
All right.
If you could do it. All right, I gave this a lot of thought.
Okay, a lot of thought.
At first, I was going to say...
Where are we going for here?
Who's in the casket? Who's in the casket? I mean, I guess it's all... Or
well,
who,
we know it is a man because it's referred to as him in there.
Yeah, so. Or who Kate was with.
Well, do you want to do both?
No, because I...
All right, the casket. Here we go.
I know it was me. No.
Nice.
I kid.
All right.
I forgot I'm married. Okay, anyway.
Okay,
I looked up and saw this thing on my hand. Anyway, right. So I said, at first I was going to say, it's someone we haven't seen yet. And Jay goes, no, you can't do that. That's a cop-out.
Yeah, that's a cop-out.
And I was going to go Ben. I go, but no, Ben's too easy. You know, why would Jack care unless Ben actually turned out to be a good guy?
Yeah.
But I can't see that happening. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Desmond.
Desmond.
Because then he dies, because he's really not friends with Jack.
No.
And Kate didn't want to come see it. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, did you see it? Yeah, Desmond. Because Desmond caused the plane crash,
mm-hmm.
and maybe time and change, and this finally will eliminate any future Desmond changing times. I really don't know what I'm saying, but I have just a stab in the dark. I'm going to say Desmond.
Desmond is the man in the casket. Yeah. All right.
I mean, I don't know. Help me. Agree or disagree, I don't know.
I'm going to say it's not... it's not one of the losties. It's somebody else, but I don't know. I can't pick out.
I was racking my brain. Ever since I go, Jack, open the casket. There's some drugs in there. Pick it up.
That's mean. Okay. Jack has had a tough time.
There's a bottle of scotch in there. Just open it up.
That's terrible. All right.
There's some McCutcheon's whiskey in there.
Your crackpot theory of the week is.
Well, it could be Desmond. That Desmond was a drinker, right?
Uh-huh.
Desmond is in the coffin.
All right.
And somehow people go, well, how's that? Why wouldn't Penny show up? Well, Penny is killed.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. We honestly don't. We could say it's like 3 years, you know.
3 more years of this stuff?
What I'm saying, if it's present time.
I'll be 50.
If it's present time, it's it's about 3 years since whatever that is, whatever happened there around there. So, don't know. So your crackpot theory is?
That Desmond is in the coffin.
And?
I'm sticking to it. For at least 8 months. And I was going to say, should we say, I saw Evangeline Lilly on Regis and Kelly.
Uh-huh.
If she ever wants to do an interview with us, I'll get her name right.
Poor Reed.
Oh, he's cool. You know, it's funny. I tease him. But I think he's like, just had
triple bypass surgery or something like that.
Plus, he's like 75.
I know.
And he looks younger than me. So, I kid Regis.
What's going on? I lost. All right. You ready to close
it's
the show?
It's a dinosaur. It's a dinosaur.
Ready to close of the show, Jack?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go. All right, so that is our extra long podcast for this Thursday.
Well, it's only 2 o'clock in the morning.
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
With your last questions, comments, and or theories on this game-changing season finale of Season 3, Episode Through the Looking Glass. Also, you can send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out jayandjack.com with all information related to the show, like our MySpace page. And also, you can check out our forum where we all discuss, and I'm sure there's going to be tons of discussion
it's already on, page,
on this episode.
I think it was already on page 19 when I came up.
We actually had our most visitors ever to the forum at 10 or right after the episode, like 9 minutes after the episode.
And don't forget, I still need friends on MySpace. So come be my friend.
Check out MySpace. Also, we were nominated for Bloggers Awards or something like that. I can't remember the name of it on my head right now. But if you check out janejack.com, there's a link there.
We're in sixth place right now.
Yeah, if you want to put in a vote for us there, we'd greatly appreciate it. I don't think that it's over till like October, so we have some time.
We pay good money for it.
But I think it's the Bloggers Choice Awards, and we were nominated
there.
How
did we get nominated?
I think it's just anybody can nominate anybody, so that's how we got nominated.
Did you nominate us?
Mm-mm. I didn't do it.
I didn't know anything about it.
But yeah, if you'd like to do that, you can click there and vote for us on there.
Hey, did we ask if anybody knows when the season premiere of Lost will be next year?
No.
Has it been out? Is there any...
It's going to be like the first week of February. Yeah, week of February, that Wednesday.
I really need to find out.
Oh, what, you cry?
No, I gotta make. If we're gonna make plans to go.
Well, I know, but we'll have to talk to Ryan and see what the track record is. But I don't think it's like, bam, it's 2 years
Ryan,
ahead in fantasy.
You know
what I mean? All right. So, also check out jandjack.com. Click the links to the shop samandnate.com for the new Jay and Jack T-shirt designs. They're really awesome.
It is really, and Sam outdid himself on this one.
It's really cool. I think we're gonna base a whole new like logo designs of our websites around it because it's so cool.
Is a second and third place finisher? Are they getting that shirt?
I don't know. Talk to Sam. I don't know.
And is every actor on Lost getting that shirt?
I don't think we're going to afford that.
Well, come on. They give us a great
there's
show.
There's like 50 actors.
No, I'm just talking like the main one, the meat and potato
right,
ones. Only the ones we like.
If they all give us phone calls and talk to us for 5 minutes each, I'll give them.
5 minutes? A 1 minute.
5 minutes. Final offer.
It's a t-shirt.
It is live today. You can order them, but it is going to be 3 months. I'm not 3 months.
What?
Three weeks before they start shipping because they're being made right now. They're not in stock now. 3 months, but orders go live today.
You just said 3 months again.
I'm sorry.
That's like an episode of Lost. I mean,
it's been a long night. All right, you ready to get out of here, Jack?
No, I can stay for. I want to go back and let's do another podcast.
No, we'll see you guys on Monday for. We're going to talk about this episode again. We got still a lot to talk about. I know you guys do as well. So we'll see you guys on Monday.
Just to let you know, I was willing to do one on Friday, and Jay said no.
Yes, people aren't downloading ours all by Friday, the one we do right now.
What are they doing tomorrow?
They're working.
Come on.
Everybody has Thursdays off like you, Jack. All right. Hasta luego. And, just want to say thank you for a great season, but yeah, we still have a lot more to go to.
It was great. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Thanks for all the information you guys sent us with the emails and stuff like that. We really appreciate it. And thanks for just being our friends. But
this is not goodbye. We'll see you guys Monday.
We love you guys.
We're in this for the long haul. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.